Anthems were invented a long time ago for the Anglican Church whenever it had something to crow about. Now nations can have anthems. There's a healthcare company called Anthem. Ayn Rand wrote an end-of-the-world novel called Anthem. We say summer should have an anthem.
Hi, it's Steve calling from Brooklyn by way of Virginia. And Blue Sky by the Allman Brothers Band has always put a smile on my face in the summertime.
Hi, my name is Annie. I'm calling from Louisville, Kentucky. And to me, the summertime song is one you never hear anymore. Summertime, 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 summertime.
Thank you, Steve and Annie. Nice suggestions, but we've thrown a little bit of democracy in here and have a vote going for the grand anthem of summer that for all time will be the anthem of summer. Okay, maybe that's too much, but John Schaefer, host of Soundcheck and New Sounds at our partner station WNYC, has been compiling the many votes for us. It's been great fun, and after a lot of participation, we're going to reveal a winner. John Schaefer, welcome back.
Thank you, John.
This is an exciting moment.
Very exciting
May
moment.
I
Where's
have
my drum roll?
The envelope, please. All
yeah.
the envelopes.
Well, you know, I thought earlier this week, I thought I was going to come here to crown Dancing in the Streets as the number one summer anthem of all time because it was out in front in the voting. And then a funny thing happened. Last night when the voting closed, I had to go through almost 500 pages of votes. And you know what I found? A bunch of votes for the Van Halen version of Dancing in the Streets. We had put the Martha and the Vandellas version on our ballot, and it did really well. But when you added in the Van Halen versions of the same song, now suddenly, Dancing in the Streets was, in fact, the number one song. But now here is where the story gets even more interesting. Because in mining through this huge write-in vote,
right,
two songs kept coming up. One of them was Summer Wind by Frank Sinatra.
Oh, fabulous. That was suggested by one of our callers on Facebook earlier in the week.
The other, the song that got more write-ins than anyone else and perhaps the most impressive write-in campaign since Steve Garvey was written in as an all-star back in the 80s, DJ Jazzy Jeff and Fresh Prince with Summertime.
Led by our listener in Oakland.
Hi, my name is Cherie from Oakland, California. Released in 1991, I was 2 years out of high school, and this is the go-to song for me.
It's late in the day, and I ain't been on the court yet. Hustle to the mall to get me a short set. Yeah, I got on sneaks, but I need a new pair, because basketball courts in the summer got girls there.
And one listener wrote, Summertime by Will Smith. Come on, Johns! And another listener wrote, I can't believe that's not on the list. In fact, it was originally on the list, and I knocked it off because, I was being told to make room for more recent stuff. Well, the recent stuff didn't do so well in our survey. But this piece, now almost 25 years old, did really, really well and ended up at number 2 on our list of great summer songs.
Fabulous.
I have to say, there were some pretty strange goings-on in the write-in campaign. Somebody wrote in Eve of Destruction by Barry McGuire.
Like it.
Which I'm not sure it's a great summer song unless it's the last summer.
Right.
The summer to end all summers. Someone wrote Summer Girl by Beck and then wrote Summer-themed Serial Killer Song. Wow.
Our listeners.
And John, you had asked last time about Vivaldi's Summer, and I said how it didn't really pass. It certainly didn't pass the sing-along chorus test, and I wasn't quite sure about the roll-down-the-window test either.
Yeah.
But at least one listener agreed with you and thought that Summer by Vivaldi belonged on the list.
Here's a suggestion from one of our listeners.
Hi, my name is Maya Martin, and I'm calling from Chicago, Illinois. My summer anthem is Summertime Sadness by Lana Del Rey. I love summer, but there's something melancholy about how fleeting it is. Once it's started, you know it will be over soon.
Oh, my God, I feel it in the air. Telephone wires above are sizzling like a snare. Honey, I'm fine. I feel it everywhere. Nothing scares me anymore.
That's sweet.
And there were a couple of write-in votes for that song as well by Lana Del Rey.
And we're welcoming our Chicago listeners in this summer. This is our first summer.
Well, that was actually a
great suggestion.
You know, it's a good suggestion, yeah.
Our listeners are often very topical. Any chance this could make it?
This is Cree White from Charlotte, North Carolina. My choice of a summer anthem would be Fight the Power by Public Enemy.
Our freedom of speech is freedom of death. We got to fight the powers that be. Fight the power. Fight the power. Fight the power. Fight the power.
It appears that our government at this time is not capable of finding a way for African Americans and Caucasians to coexist here in America. Something needs to be done. We need to take matters into our own hands and fight, not necessarily violently, but definitely fight.
So the summer thing for me on that tune is that it was at the beginning of Do the Right Thing, the Spike Lee tune, which was a very summer scene.
There's something kind of anthemic about that whole album by Public Enemy, you know, and that song has legs, as they say. It has staying power. It's still with us. It still speaks to us. That's kind of a year-round anthem, I would say.
Let's finish out the voting here. I mean, you did get a bunch of songs that everyone's going to know.
Let me now back up and run down our top four.
Okay, great.
Number one, Dancing in the Streets.
Got it.
Martha and the Vandellas with an assist from Van Halen. Number two, The Impressive Write-In Campaign for Summertime by DJ Jazzy Jeff and Fresh Prince, a.k.a. Will Smith. Number three, Love and Spoonful, lead in the race all the way to the finish line, but nicked at the wire with Summer in the City. And number four, Hot Fun in the Summertime by Sly and the Family Stone.
End of the spring and here she comes back. High, 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 high day. Summer days, oh summer days.
So what are you going to do now that you have all these anthems? You going to roll your windows down? I'm going to see you all over town.
Right. I'm just going to drive aimlessly up and down the road singing, you know, playing John for you, Vivaldi's Summer.
How is that different from what you do every day?
Busted.
John Schaefer, host of Soundcheck and New Sounds at our partner station, WNYC. Thanks, and thanks for being a part of this right at the beginning of the summer. And
thank you, John. Happy summer.
Happy summer to you. Ah, the sounds of summer here on The Takeaway. It's a tradition. Check out thetakeaway.org this weekend for a summer playlist of our very own, compiled for your listening pleasure.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.